Ya estás
con... Sí, bueno, o sea, ya puedo empezar.
Welcome to this EW seminar, and to this kind of a unique seminar in the sense it's being broadcast all the way from Argentina. But both Professor Jaime Cerdá and Professor Carlos Mendez, they're both at INTEC. I should tell you that actually INTEC is, you know, maybe one of the major centers related to process scheduling, process planning in Argentina. And in particular, both Professor Jaime Cerdá and Carlos Mendez have been very active in the area. Just very briefly to tell you a little bit about their background. Jaime Cerdá actually obtained his PhD here at Carnegie Mellon, and after that he went back to Argentina. He's been there at INTEC and has been probably one of the most active, if not the most active, research in the area of process systems engineering in Argentina. And Carlos Mendez was actually a PhD student of his, and I also had the pleasure of having Carlos visit Carnegie Mellon for a couple of years here as a postdoc. And one of the unique things about the work that both Jaime and Carlos have been doing is that they have been, I would say, one of the very few, if not the only, perhaps, group in chemical engineering or process systems engineering that have addressed problems related to vehicle routing. So today the idea is that they're going to give us kind of an overview first on the problem and then more specifically on some of the work that they have been doing. And the idea here is that, of course, as you all know, vehicle routing is one of the major sub-problems that arises, of course, in the area of supply chain and in general in planning and scheduling. So I believe what's going to happen in the presentation, we'll have first Professor Jaime Cerdá give the first part of the talk, and then Carlos Mendez will give the second part. So Jaime and Carlos, welcome, and it's all yours, okay?
Thanks, Ignacio, for your introduction. I am Jaime Cerdá. I will be leading the first part of the seminar on vehicle routing and scheduling in a supply chain and network. I will be talking about distribution, product distribution and their activities, the different transportation modes and transportation costs, alternative distribution network design, distribution planning, fast review of important routing and scheduling problem, like travel segment problem, vehicle routing problem, and pickup delivery problem, and new advances on the area like the PDP with transshipment and the vehicle routing problem and echelon network with cross docking, and the final conclusion. What is logistic? The logistic function is concerned with the provision of goods and services from supply chains to demand point. It involves the management of a number of business operations like acquisition, production, storage, transportation, and delivery of goods along the supply chain. This seminar will concentrate on product distribution. Product distribution comprises all movement and storage of goods downstream from the manufacturing plant to warehouse or depot, that is the inbound transportation. The storage of these goods at the intermediate facility, that is the intermediate storage, and the delivery of products from the intermediate facility to the final customer, that is the outbound transportation. We see that the distribution chain, the chain, comprises two links involving transportation. Transportation plays a key role because products are rarely produced and consumed at the same location. It is said that the outbound transportation is usually the most costly link of the distribution train. Distribution costs, on the average, account for about 60% of the product price, and approximately one-fourth is due to the outbound transportation. In transportation, there are two key players, the shipper and the carrier. The shipper is a part party asking for the movement of products along the supply chain, while the carrier is the party that moves the product. The shippers seek to minimize transportation costs while maintaining an appropriate level of responsiveness to the customer, while the carrier tries to maximize return from its assets. In this seminar, we will assume that the shipper has its own fleet of vehicles. In any vehicle routing problem, we have to consider different types of transportation costs. Fixed operating costs related to the number of used vehicle, and the number of facilities. Variable operating costs related to fuel expenses and driver wages. Handling costs related to unloading and loading operations at individual facility, and overhead costs related to the preparation of vehicle routing and scheduling, and also the investment in information technology. Different modes of transportation can be used, namely truck, water, rail, air, pipeline, or a combination, intermodal transportation. Usual combination are rail truck and water rail truck. In this seminar, we'll concentrate mostly on truck. So the selected mode of transportation you will assume is truck. Truck is the dominant transportation mode in U.S. and also in Argentina. It comprises two major segments: the full truckload carrier that charge for the full truck and for the distant travel, while less than truckload carrier consolidates shipment from different shippers and charge based on the load being transported and the distant travel. Trucking is more expensive than rail, but it offers some major advantages, like the door-to-door shipment and shorter delivery time. Other mode of transportation is rail. Rail has a very high fuel cost and rather lower operating cost. It is ideal for large, heavy, low-value shipment, and it's not adequate for time-sensitive shipment. Water is the ideal mode of transportation for global trading. It is especially suited to large, bulk commodity shipment, but it is a slow mode of transportation with long delay at port and customs. The air is a very fast and expensive mode of transportation. It is especially adequate for e-commerce transactions, especially for high-value products and time-sensitive shipments. And pipeline is used to transport crude oil, refined petroleum products, and natural gas. Now we are talking about distribution network design and the different criteria used to evaluate their performance. The first performance measure is the response time. The response time is the time between the placement and the delivery of a customer order. The response time can be reduced by locating a warehouse closer to the market. In this way, outbound transportation costs are also reduced, but at the same time, inventory costs and the number of facilities increase. So there is a trade-off between response time and inventory costs. And the major issue to solve this trade-off is the level of inventory. reduce the transportation cost. Warehouse not only permits to reduce outbound transportation costs, but also consolidate shipment from multiple suppliers to several customers in the same truck. In this way, it allows to also reduce inbound costs. Major issue here is the consolidation of inbound shipments through using warehouse. And the other major issue is the temporal aggregation of customer order. By increasing the temporal aggregation of customer order, we are able to consolidate more the outbound shipment, but at the same time, we reduce the frequency of visits to customers. So there are trade-offs between customer service level and outbound transportation costs, and the issue is the level of temporal aggregation. The third performance measure is the product availability. Product availability is the probability of having the requested product in stock at the time another arrives. We have, on one hand, the activity that centralizes that send a product directly from a supplier to a customer by centralizing inventory at the manufacturer's site. In this way, it guarantees a high level of product availability with lower amount of inventory. On the other hand, warehousing disaggregates inventory between the manufacturer's site and the intermediate facility in order to reduce response time and outbound transportation costs, but at the same time, decrease the product availability. For products with low and certain demand or for high-value products, inventory must be better aggregated at the manufacturer's storage. For low-value, high-demand products, inventory are better disaggregated in whole close to the customer. With regard to the design distribution, I can say that a well-designed distribution network should allow allow the supply chain to achieve the desired degree of responsiveness at a low cost. Distribution network can be grouped into two classes according to the number of intermediate stocking levels. On one hand, we have the single echelon distribution network, where goods are directly shipped from supplier to retail store or customer. On the other hand, multi-echelon network ships goods from supplier to retail store via intermediate stocking point, the warehouse. There are two kinds of single echelon transportation network. In one hand, we have direct shipping network, where all shipments come directly from a given supplier to a given retail store. And direct shipping with mid run. In this case, attract deliver a product from a supplier to multiple stores before returning to the supply point. So we have consolidation of shipment from a supplier to different destinations. On the other hand, we can have direct shipping with mill run on the supply side. In this case, a truck pick up product from different suppliers and designed for a given retail store. So in this case, we consolidate shipment from different suppliers for a given retail store. On the other hand, we have multi-echelon transportation network, where supplier sends a product to retail store via a distribution center. We can also use a mill run, like in single-echelon transportation network, where we can use mill run on the outbound transportation side on the inbound transportation side also. So the use of a warehouse permit to make a consolidation operation by combining shipments from different suppliers and this time for multiple customers on the same track. It also carries out break bulk operation by splitting a large shipment received from various origins into multiple customer shipments, this time for the retail store. And also, it is possible to make protocol operation that consists of performing pay pool operation over ingoing consolidated shipment right after their arrival at the intermediate facility and immediately dispatching customized parcel to their destination. Distribution planning. Distribution planning can hold a decision at three levels: strategic, tactical, and operational planning. A strategic decision deals with selection of number, site, location of manufacturing and distribution facilities. At the tactical level, the decisions are concerned with the type and composition of the vehicle fleet, the areas serviced by each depot, the inventory policy at each facility, and the customer service level. And the operational decisions are concerned with the routing and scheduling of vehicle on a day-to-day basis. This seminar is focused on distribution planning at the operational decision, and it assumes that the truck is the selected mode of transportation, and also the shipper has its own fleet of vehicles. There are many vehicle routing and scheduling problems studied in the literature. The first one is the traveling segment problem. The restriction is given a set of city and the distances between them, determine the shortest path starting from a given city, passing through all the other cities, and returning to the starting point. The traveling segment problem is modeled through an undirected weighted graph at which the nodes are the city and the edges are the path connecting the city. The multiple traveling segment problem is another problem being studied in the literature, is a generalization of the traveling segment problem that accounts for more than one event. In this case, the definition is given a set of city and a set of segments, find the set of route for the segment with the minimum total length in such a way that each segment have a unique set of city to visit a complete route by returning to the starting city, and each city is visited by exactly one segment. In this case, you have two segments. There are two kinds of solution techniques for the GSP. Exact approach and heuristic approach. Modern formulations for the GSP are based on the fact that at any feasible solution, there is a single incident arc to each node and a single leaving arc from each node. In order to guarantee that the cycle, that a single cycle passes through all the city, a subtool elimination constraint should be included in the formulation. The major problem variable, XIJ, indicates that whether or not the R connecting the city I and J is or is not in the selected tool. It uses the notion of direct receiving. This is the classical formulation. We have the single incident arc, the condition, the single leading arc condition, and the structural measurement trying, and the logistic function trying to minimize the total length. This is the formulation for the multiple traveling segment problem, with the only difference in the starting in the constraint for the starting city, where n incident arc and n leaving arc are allowed, where n is the number of segments. And the heuristic approaches for the traveling segment problem can be grouped into three classes: two construction positions, generating an initial tool based on the different matrix, a tool implement position that find a better tool, assuming that the initial tool is given, and perform a move of arc and initial tool, and forcing position that construct the initial tool using a tool contractor position, and improve the tool using a tool improvement position. Among the tool construction position, we have the nearest neighbor that choose a starting city and append the nearest neighbor to the last node added to the tool. And the other one is the nearest insertion position that start with an initial tool we involve to know, and then add the nearest neighbor to the tool. Among the tool improvement position for the TSP, we have the 2OP for PT position that trade the initial tool at 2 point. In the resulting two paths can be reconnected in 2 ways, and the tool with the shortest length is chosen as a new current solution, and the GOPT breaks at 3 point, and the KOPT position breaks the initial tool at 3 point. And we have an application of the 2OPT position that is applied over this non-optimal solution, and after making 3 applications of the OPT position, we transform the initial tool and the optimal tool. And here we have an example of the 3OPT position, where this initial tool, non-optimal tool, is transformed by breaking a 3 point in the optimal tool. Next, Carlos Mendez will be giving the second part of his seminar. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. So Jaime Tofar has introduced the typical feature of transportation problems, and have also introduced which is the simple problem in the transportation area, which is the traveling segment problem. Now I'm going to talk about other more complex problems in order to introduce them at the end of this talk, which are the transportation problem that we are dealing with in our group. So now I'm going to introduce the BRP problem, the vehicle routing problem, with different features. This problem has been extensively studied in the literature for many decades, and basically all the applications that have been developed are able to address both academic and industrial needs in terms of transportation. So the typical BRP problem generalizes, which is a multi-vehicle traveling segment problem. Considering that a known demand at each node must be satisfied by using a vehicle fleet with a finite capacity. So basically the major problem goes here is to generate a set of optimal routes for every vehicle in such a way that all customer requirements can be satisfied with minimum transportation costs. So the major difference between traveling segment problem and vehicle routing problem is that we define a given demand at each node, and we know the which is the available capacity in every vehicle. So the set of demands allocated to every vehicle can never exceed the maximum capacity of the vehicle. So next slide, slide 33, we can see what are the classical vehicle routing assumptions. Here you can see that the demand at each node is assumed to be deterministic. Nowadays, many research groups are also considering that demand can be uncertain at a given node. So this is makes origin to a new problem called the vehicle routing problem with stochastic demand that has been extensively used, studied in the literature. Here we are assuming a deterministic demand, where each vehicle has a known capacity that cannot be exceeded. Each vehicle must start and end its trip at the central depot, and each node must be visited by exactly one vehicle during the route. So these are the common assumptions for vehicle routing problems. So then we can see that the solution of a vehicle routing problem will determine the route that should be performed by every vehicle in order to satisfy all the demands with minimum transportation costs. So, in next slide, we can see a classification of vehicle routing problems, and this classification basically divides the whole problem into two major sub-problems. One problem is the routing problem. In the routing problem, you are not going to take into consideration any temporal restriction. Basically, this problem just assumes that the delivery time is not taken into account into the problem. We are only considered here that we need to allocate demand, the demand to the different vehicles, and just to determine the sequence in which the node will be visited by every vehicle, without defining any timing decision. In a more complex problem, we need to incorporate a scheduling decision into the routing problem. So then visiting time to value location are of primary importance. So then we need to incorporate into the problem representation the scheduling decisions that will define the exact time at which every node will be visited by the vehicle. This makes the problem more complex and needs to be integrated into the allocation and sequencing decisions. So in next slide, slide 35, we can see the different solution techniques that we can use to solve the VRP problem. Basically, three main major groups are heuristic methods that use different types of systematic procedures to generate an efficient solution for this problem. We can also use meta-heuristic techniques, where we can have a wide variety of these techniques to represent this challenging problem. And on the other hand, we can use exact approaches. Basically, our group is more dedicated to the development of exact approaches based on mathematical optimization to represent all the features of this challenging problem. So, next slide. You can basically see in the slide 36 some toll construction procedures. In the category of heuristics, we can find many simple alternatives to generate routes in an iterative and systematic manner. One effective option is, for instance, to use toll construction procedures. This method aims at generating a whole solution for the problem by gradually increasing the problem complexity. Some of them are based on first grouping demands into clusters to then design efficient routes in each cluster. The opposite is also an alternative where a long route is first constructed and then the route is partitioned into a number of clusters. So then we can cluster first and route second, or route first and cluster second. There are other alternative toll construction procedures based on insertion procedures and iterative optimization, where a human there is a human interaction in order to solve the problem. So these are basically the total concentration procedure for the heuristic classification. So as an example of a tool construction procedure, we can see in slide 37 a picture showing the heuristic cluster fair root setup. Here you can see a central depot and a number of nodes that should be visited by different set of values. So then we can basically perform a clustering procedure in order to divide the regions that should be visited by the different vehicles. So then we can see, for instance, 5 clusters, and these clusters then are solved by assuming that a vehicle will be assigned to every cluster, and then the decision is how to sequence in an optimal way the visit at the node assigned to every cluster. So in next slide, we can see also a description of different tool improvement procedures. Basically, there are different tool improvement procedures that try to iteratively improve a given solution by doing simple local changes. Some examples are given in next slide. For instance, in slide 39, we can see a tool improvement procedure which is called string crossing. Here we can see a central depot and 2 routes that visit all the nodes that are demanding some kind of product. The string crossing basically selects 2 nodes of every route and exchange those nodes with the neighborhood, the neighboring routes. So then these nodes take part of the other routes in order to improve the current solution. So a string relocation is shown in the next slide as a way of improvement the current solution. In this case, we can see that 2 nodes are selected from a route, and these nodes are moved to the neighboring route. So in that way, the route can be improved. These are local changes that don't guarantee that the solution will be better than the previous one, but are different ways of improving a solution in a very simple way. Basically, for dealing with real-world transportation problems, this type of approaches has been extensively used in practice. So another tool improvement procedure is called string exchange. Here we can see also that different nodes from different routes are selected and are so the string exchange basically select different nodes from different routes and exchange them with the neighboring routes. So another option to solve this problem is to apply composite procedures, where different construction procedure and tool improvement procedure can be combined in a composite procedure that can improve a given solution. So meta-heuristic techniques have been widely used for solving these problems. Basically, meta-heuristic techniques are iterative processes driven by subordinate heuristics, and they are mostly tool improvement procedures that use a local search method to obtain a new set of lower cost feasible vehicle routes. So one of the critical issues with meta-heuristic techniques is the choice of the neighborhood structure. The choice of the neighborhood structure, in particular the neighborhood size, impact directly on the performance of the problem, of the solution method. So there are many different ways of solving vehicle routing problems by using meta heuristics. Some of them are simulated annealing, taboo search, neural networks, genetic algorithms, etc. All of them are able to solve different types of vehicle routing problems considering different types of constraints. Some of the constraints are usually difficult to define for some of these meta heuristics since the representation does not include any type of constraint. So in next slide, slide 45, we basically are showing meta heuristic techniques for the VRP. Here you can see some common principles for meta heuristics. These common principles are meta heuristics explore a set of neighbors from the current solution. The larger is the neighborhood, the higher is the probability of getting a better solution, but the longer the time to complete the search. Basically, there is a trade-off between the size of the neighborhoods and the solution time. So the selection of the size of the neighborhood is a major issue. The selection of parameters is also a very critical issue for meta heuristics. The parameter involves the way of generating initial solution, the type of moves that can be done by the meta heuristics, the improvement strategy that will be used in the meta heuristics. So there are many major issues that need to be considered in order to implement an efficient meta heuristic technique for solving a vehicle routing problem. So in next slide 46, you can see an example of the application of a simple genetic algorithm where two parents are mixed, are using a cross-point operation in order to generate a new solution that can be or not better than the previous one. In this problem, of course, you can have an easy representation of the solution, but it's difficult and it's almost impossible to represent the restrictions of the problem. So then the restrictions are evaluated after generating the solution, which basically means that if the problem is very constrained and many of the solutions are infeasible, this type of meta heuristic will have a big problem to generate feasible solutions. So we can also use for solving vehicle routing problem in slide 48, which is called model-based large-scale neighborhood search methods. The idea here is to use an MILP approach to explore solutions that are closer to the solution that we have generated. The idea is to represent the problem by using all the constraints that are involved in the problem and the decisions that we need to consider, and use this reduced MILP model to generate a better solution that in comparison to the current solution. We basically conduct an reoptimization steps every time that we solve the problem by using a starting point, which is the current solution. In order to escape from a local optimal, we can use also a perturbation mode in order to escape from local optimal solution. So this is a way of solving very complex vector routing problems by using an exact approach mathematical approach. So then we can also develop exact approaches for the vector routing problem considering time windows. There are different ways of developing optimization model for vehicle routing problems. Some of them are based on optimization algorithms, based on Lagrange and relaxation, for instance. We can also develop some methods based on branch and price algorithms. The better sample is the column generation method. And we can also develop a rigorous MILP formulation that can be solved by using different codes and optimization codes based on branch and bound, balance and cut algorithms, on branch and bound. So in slide 49, in this slide, you can see an MILP model for solving the Bell-Lugosi grouping problem. This model is a problem that basically represents all the constraints and decisions that need to be made, that need to be considered in the problem, and can be solved by using a branch and cut algorithm. So this is related to Bell routing problem. We can go further, and we can also see which are the definition of another type of transportation problem, which is called the pickup and delivery problem, involving time windows in this case. So basically, pickup and delivery problems have been also extensively studied in the literature. It's a generalization of the vehicle routing problem where a set of transportation requests must be performed by a set of vehicles. Basically, every transportation request involves a pickup location and a delivery location, allowed to be delivered from one side to the other side, and a service time at each location. It's assumed that all the requests are known in advance before solving the problem, and the solution must define the way in which all the transportation requests will be performed. So, in slide 52, you can see an example of a solution for a pickup and delivery problem. This way, you can see a vehicle where the pickup some loads in node R1, then deliver the loads to node R1 minus, and so on. So then the idea is to satisfy a set of transportation requests by using a set of vehicle with finite capacity. So this problem is a little bit more complicated than the standard vehicle routing problem, because we need to consider the current loads that is in the vehicle at every moment, in order to guarantee that the maximum capacity of the vehicle will be never exceeded. So some problem features of the vehicle, of the pickup and delivery problems are every vehicle must depart and return to a central depot. Each transportation request must be served by a single vehicle. Each pickup location has to be visited prior to the corresponding delivery location in order to load the product in the vehicle. Each vehicle can satisfy one or more customer requests. A vehicle capacity must be never exceeded along the route. A vehicle must transport enough load to meet all the customer demands that were assigned to that vehicle. The service at each node must be started within the specified time window, in case that we have hard time windows to satisfy. And the total time in distance travel from the depot to a certain node must be greater than the one required to reach the preceding node on the tour. So these are the problem features. And the problem goal here is to minimize the total distance. The total time required to service all customer requests. We can also consider the customer inconvenience, where the customer inconvenience is usually a linear function of the customer waiting time, basically closely related to the time window violation. in case that some windows are hard constraints. So there are many ways of solving this problem, and we have different solution methods to solve pickup and delivery problems. Meta heuristic, stack optimization approach, heuristic techniques. So construction of heuristic method, we can use also clustering, routing and scheduling. Decomposition and routing and scheduling are accomplished using methodologies proposed for the DRP problem subject to the pairing of unprecedented constraints. So we have also insertion heuristic method that can be used to solve the pickup and delivery problem using sequential procedure or parallel procedures, and different improvement heuristic methods that start from a set of feasible routes and apply some kind of local search algorithm to improve the current equation. It is possible to use cycling transfer procedure, improve the solution by moving a number of requests among the routes. Variable depth search apply several arc exchange mechanisms to improve the current solution. So, as in the case of basic routing problems, we can also use different meta heuristics to solve these challenging problems. And we can also define exact optimization, MIRP-based optimization model to represent all the problem features. Of course, this problem is more complex than in the case of pure vehicle routing problems. So, another extension of pickup and delivery problems is given that the problem with involving pickup and delivery problem with transshipment, where there is basically a distribution center that performs that receives some products from different vehicles and distributes these products to the different customers. So basically, we need to consider into the problem representation the cross docking station, where the different products will be combined in order to satisfy different transportation requests. This problem is more complicated than the previous one. So, transportation requests are consolidated in the cross-docking station to then be delivered to the different retailer or customer. In this way, some transportation costs can be significantly reduced by the complexity of the problem is also increased. So, in terms of a characteristic of the pickup and delivery problem with time window, we can say that it's not much revisited by a single vehicle. Pickup and delivery routes start and end at the cross docking station. Loads to pick up and deliver at problem nodes are no data. Here we assume deterministic data. And there is no in-end inventory at the cross-docking facility at the end of the problem. So, basically, at the end of this presentation, I would like to show you which are the problems that we are solving in our group. So far, we basically have summarized the different typical transportation problems that have been addressed in the literature. Now we are trying to move our focus to transportation problems that are usually found in the real-world supply chain. We basically define the problems as the vehicle routing problem in supply chain management. So I will try to introduce the main feature of this problem. The idea is to determine the best short-term operational planning of multi-echelon transportation networks comprising factories, warehouses, distribution centers, and different customers that can be geographically located. Handle different types of distribution strategies like direct shipping, shipping via a distribution center or regional warehouses, and hybrid networks. And try to imitate the logistic activities at a multi-site manufacturing firms by allowing multiple events at every location. So we are considering a problem that is closer to the real industrial needs. So the idea here is to determine the best short-term operational planning for a multi-economic transportation network. In order to do that, we need to consider different types of nodes. Pure source nodes are usually manufactured storage that only can only where vehicle can only perform pickup operation. Mixed nodes like distribution center where vehicle visit and where basically can perform pickup and delivery operation, and destination nodes like consumer zone or retail where vehicle can only perform delivery operation. We need to consider that the same vehicle or different vehicle can visit the same location several times. In order to do that, we need to define the concept of event. Every event corresponds to the visit of a vehicle to a given node. So then several events can be defined for a given location, and several vehicles can visit that location in order to satisfy a given demand. And to do that, we are using the global precedent concept in order to define the sequence of visits to the different nodes. So here I'm just showing a vehicle routing problem in a supply chain management where we have a factory, we have two distribution centers and different customers geographically dispersed. As you can see here, the vehicle can visit, for instance, the factory or distribution center many times in order to load the product that need to be delivered to the different customers. So, in this example, we can see pure or mix or delivery nodes. So, what are the main decisions in this problem? Basically, we need to deal with the assignment, an assignment variable that defines the vehicle and the event that has been allocated to every node. So then we need to sequence the visit to the different nodes. So then the idea is to sequence the events and nodes, the pair of events and nodes taking place at every node. So the problem is more complicated than in the case of considering only one visit to every node, but makes more real. So we will also define different continuous variables to estimate the cost, the transportation cost, the timing decision, the amount of product that are picked up and delivered along the route, and some accumulated variables to compute those features. So next slide, I'm showing just an example illustrating a solution where two events are defined for visiting node W1, defining that the node is visited during the solution. So some different features involved in the vehicle routing problem in supply chains is that multiple products are distributed from manufacturing plant and warehouses to customers. Customer requests may involve several products and do not have predefined suppliers. So this is a main difference because the model must decide from which supplier the product will be delivered to the customer. So in case that the supply chain involves alternative supplier, the model will decide the optimal decision. So then the amount of product to be picked and delivered is also a model variable, and we can handle multiple partial shipments to a customer location by using multiple events. So distribution center are customer locations are handled by problem different for multiple problem events. We pre-specify events for each site in order to define how many times a given node can be visited. several Rankine sequentially occur at any time, and we are dealing with capacity constraint at pickup location, product availability constraint at delivery location. So we assume that finite inventories and manufacturing storage and distribution centers are available at the initial time, and we can also define that the specific supply chain orders from distribution center are to be fulfilled. A distribution center may be predefined as the supplier of product to some customers that are closer to this facility. So the problem goal here will be to define a solution in order to minimize the transportation cost. We need to, in order to solve this problem, we need to specify a set of constraints that will be basically modeled in a mathematical way. So this is basically the mathematical model to represent, as you can see, involves many different constraints and variables, but we have used this problem in different challenging real-world cases, and we can to find very efficient solutions. This is just an example of a solution involving many cities from Spain, two different distribution centers and two different factories. So this problem can be also generalized if we also assume that a cross-docking platform station must be considered for solving this problem. So it's a generalization of the previous problem, where product inventories across docking facilities must be spread over the planning horizon. So in order to consider this cross-docking station, we need to explicitly represent this limitation into the mathematical model. These are the basically the set of constraints and variables that need to be considered. And basically, you can see also that the mathematical representation is a little bit complicated in terms of number of constraints and variables. So, in order to conclude, basically, we can summarize that transportation is a significant link between different stages in a global supply chain. A small reduction in transportation expenses could result in substantial total saving over a number of years. The use of vehicle routing and scheduling models and techniques can be instrumental in realizing those savings. Different types of vehicle routing problems have been studied over the years, most of them dealing with simple scale transportation problems involving single vehicle or network and single type of operation. These types of problems are MP-hard. So solution method based on meta heuristic needs are usually applied for solving real world problems. And recently, new model based approaches have been developed to deal with multi-echelon distribution networks. We are now working on the so called vehicle routing problem with cross docking in supply chain management that include many features usually arising in the real operation of distribution networks. And we are also doing work on this area in order to address current industrial needs. Some of them are, for instance, to integrate the production scheduling with the transportation scheduling. In the future, we try to consider also the uncertainty in different features of the transportation scheduling in order to be closer to the real world problem. So with this, we conclude the presentation. We thank a lot for your attention.
Thank you.
I know if there is some questions.
So thank you very much, Jaime and Carlos, for a very nice and comprehensive presentation. I don't know if we have people out there who would like to ask a question to Jaime and Carlos.
Hi, this is Vishal Varma from Air Products.
Yeah.
A very nice talk. I had a question about the last part, the VRP cross-docking SCM problem. And my question was, did you try to solve this problem or instances of this problem with the decomposition approach of clustering, routing, and then scheduling in three steps? And if so, What was your experience, you know, in terms of the optimality gap, the difference between the average solutions you were getting, or the like the total transpiration cost and the optimal solution?
The integrality gap, when we solve the problem in by using a decomposition method, you mean?
Yeah, you had described in one of the slides a decomposition heuristic, I believe some slides ago, where you had described that I think it was slide 58, where you essentially cluster, you know, your sites, and then you know, use the develop routes within, you know, those clusters, and then do the scheduling to determine the times of delivery of the product. And my question was, did you apply this decomposition approach to the VRB CD approach? And if you did, I just wanted to know how far away you are, let's say in terms of percentage, from the optimal solution. You know, so you get the optimal solution.
This is a heuristic method, and it's quite difficult to define, because we use this type of method when the problem size is difficult to consider with an exact approach.
In general, the mathematical formulation based on the clustering notion were well if the nodes have a cluster distribution. In that case, you can apply a heuristic or mathematical model to find an initial tool, and then you apply improvement procedure, and in general, you get a very good solution. But in case that the node have a cluster distribution, when the node have a random distribution, the final solution you find is not very good.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Any other questions out there? Jaime, Carlos, maybe can you comment very briefly on the, I mean, you have been solving, especially the last version, it's a rather complex MLP. Can you give us an idea of how large a problem you've been able to solve? Say, I don't know if you're using CPLEX, Gurobi, and, you know, in other words, what's the solver you've been using, and what's the largest problems you've been able to solve, as say, you know, through the MLP model?
We are having better results by using Gurobi than CPLEX. The largest problem that we have considered so far involves something like 60 different cities, a couple of distribution centers and factories, and particularly the main complexity arises because of the larger number of constraints that need to be considered. So, in terms of solution time, I can say that we are able to find a very good solution with a small relative gap in a couple of minutes for most of the problem, but it's usually problem-dependent, the computational behavior.
Okay, thank you.
Some heuristic that we can embed in the mathematical model in order to improve the computational performance. For instance, if we know that some nodes are usually served by some factory or some distribution center, we can pre-assign those nodes to the distribution center in order to have a good initial solution. Then we can improve it.
Right. Okay, very good. Thank you. Any burning questions here?
This is Ido from ABB. Hi. What is the size of the problem instances that you have been able to solve? Do you have any comments on that?
The size in terms of constraints and variables, you mean?
The size of in terms of how many customers, how many locations you have.
at the locations?
I think we solve problem having a total of 30 nodes, including warehouse, manufacturing plant, and customer.
30 nodes, okay.
So it is something like a cluster, a customer, having a close location before solving the problem.
And how many trips did that include?
How many trips? Right now, we assume that this is in, I think that a planning at the operational level, so we consider a tour from manufacturing plant to a distribution center. We have one in the seminar. We show one we solve for distribution of product in Spain, and we have there three warehouses and one manufacturing plant. And in this case, we only have one tour for each warehouse and four tours for the manufacturing plant for vehicles leaving the manufacturing plant. And the mode allows multiple routes for each vehicle that the vehicle can make the delivery of product to customer, but if the capacity of the vehicle is lower than the total demand, it should be serviced. It can return to the warehouse low additional product and deliver again the product to the customer not yet serving. So this is another feature of the proposed modeling. Multiple routes for a given vehicle established by a mathematical model. If the capacity of the vehicle is lower than the amount of the total demand to be satisfied.
Okay,
thanks, Jaime.
Okay, well, thank you. Maybe just in the interest of time, since you run over, I'd really again like to thank very much Jaime and Carlos for a very nice and very comprehensive presentation. We will make it available as usual on the website, both with the slides and the sound. Okay, so again, thank you very much, Jaime and Carlos, and again, round of applause for them. Okay, thank you.
Thank you,
Ignacio. Okay,
thank
welcome.
You,
bye bye.